Peter, you've done quite a variety of different things in your life. Would you mind sharing some of your favorite projects that you've worked on or currently working on? I know you just told us that you got your real estate license in the past 4 months.
Well, that's kind of been my life for the last 4 months, because once I actually received the license and went to work, it was I've been very fortunate. You know, the typical new real estate agent with a license doesn't sell a piece of property or a home on average for the first 8 months, and that means that a lot more of the, you know, half of them don't sell for anything for the first year. In the first year, I've been very fortunate that I've had a good team and lots of leads, and I've been able to turn those leads into you know, three property sales and two listings within the first 4 months.
Wow, you're doing
That's been
really
fun.
well.
So it's been fun. I've real estate is not something to hop into, I think, as a youngster, unless you're really already well off, because unless you have a large base of contacts, you don't really, because that's where it comes from, right? People know you, they trust you, they see what you do. You're able to be, you know, speak honestly with them, and that's what's worked for me. And throughout my career in Santa Cruz, I've owned a small business that's public. You know, it's very out there, printing for many organizations, so you get to meet and greet a lot of people. And that's 25 years of in business in Santa Cruz County, from Scotts Valley to Watsonville, selling print. And then 15 years ago, I ran for county supervisor against Ellen Parri, so I've been in the political world before. And that garnered a lot of contacts. And one of the most important organizations that I've belonged to in the last 30 over the last 30 years is Santa Cruz Sunrise Rotary Club. And Rotary Club isn't a, as a lot of people think, it's not a building, business building organization. It's a service club, largest service club in the world. But it has given me tremendous contacts within the community, business community in Santa Cruz. Judges, lawyers, accountants, entertainers, bankers, and I've become friends with a lot of the leaders in our community. And you know, at the end of the day, that helps.
Yeah, I bet. And I've had the pleasure to speak to some of your members, some other Rotarians, and they just seem like such a high quality of people.
They're also a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yes, they seem really great and just doing really great work, like very meaningful work in the community and helping.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
They're
And Glenn,
very active.
yeah, I know. I appreciate that a lot. And you know, you're talking about, you know, becoming a realtor and, you know, being an established, you know, member of our community. I just think that probably helps so much, you know, with like referrals and having a good reputation, right?
It does. The more you're out and about and doing stuff, the more you learn, the more people you get to meet, the more opportunities you're open to, the more you are able to see different people doing different things. And so as you grow older, you see more interesting things or different things you might like to try out. It's being out there and active is very important.
Yeah, I agree.